Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say challenge in Chinese. We have Norina Hertz, the best-selling author, economist, the chief economics correspondent at ITV. Hi, Norina. 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
Right. Oh, wow. You have such long title and I could go on and on, but I decided to stop because we have a very important subject to talk about, challenge. Right. I'm sure in your lifetime, you've went through a lot of challenges, but you managed to weather through and achieve so much.
Yes.
How did you do that? Teach me how to do it.
Well, I think, you know, it was something I remember my mother told me when I was a really small child. She said, no one always has it easy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true in life. Mm-hmm. No one always has it easy. And I think kind of in a way going into life, knowing that there are going to be hard periods,
yep,
enables you to see life as a series of ebbs and lows, highs and troughs, and so enables you to weather the storms and ride the storms with much greater ease. And whenever I've been in the midst of a challenging situation, I've always tried to think to myself, what can I learn from this? How am I going to come through this even stronger, with even better skills, an even more evolved person? How from a bad situation, mm-hmm, can I create, take, form, right, something good? And so I think with that sort of mindset, mm-hmm, and with this perspective on your life as a journey,
right,
I think it makes dealing with challenges when they confront you actually...
Yep. It makes more fun.
Yeah, it makes them part of the rich tapestry of life,
right,
rather than some moment that can destroy you.
So can I say that you love having challenges in life?
I think you could say I love having challenges.
Yeah. Okay, right. Since we love challenges, let's learn how to say that in Chinese.
Okay.
All right, we say 挑战.
挑战.
挑战. Only two words, but it says a lot. 挑 originally was the shape of person holding something on the shoulder. So carrying something.
Yes.
And then later
like
on.
Like a burden. Yes. Physical burden.
Physical burden. And later on, we use that to explain could be like provoke, to take on.
Okay.
To take on something.
Yeah.
And 战, it's the war, the real war, fighting.
Oh, I see.
So I take on this fight. Therefore, I take on the challenge.
Wow. So in Chinese, it's a kind of necessarily big thing you're taking.
Yes,
on.
Could, yeah, be big, could be small, like ice bucket challenge, that type of small challenge. We can still say 挑战.
Okay.
Yeah, so that could be something for the personal self-development, and that could be some team, or a team Chelsea takes on Manchester United, that type of thing. So we say 挑战.
挑战.
挑战. Okay, you love challenges, me too.
Are you setting me a challenge? Why am I starting to feel nervous? Are you setting me a challenge?
No, not at all. I'm just amazed.
Well, it's exciting. It's part of life. It's, you want to keep stretching yourself.
Yep.
So I think if you're somebody who wants to keep growing, mm-hmm, if you're somebody who sees life as an adventure,
yep,
and that part of your purpose is, mm-hmm, having the most exciting adventure you can have, well then challenges are exciting, and of course they come with danger by their very nature, you know.
Yes,
danger,
but you gain, as you said.
Yes.
Like when I've known you for a couple of years and I, yes, looked at you progressing and pushing yourself, you were not satisfied being a best-selling author and you were the great economist, and then now you are the television economist. So
yes,
everyone is a new challenge,
yes,
I'm sure.
And I think you've also got to think, when you take on a new challenge, I mean, I try and see it as a learning experience in itself, and you don't know what it's going to lead to.
Yep.
And you just don't know. It's opening your eyes to, yep, new things. It's opening doors to new possibilities every time you take on a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't actually know where it's going to go.
Right.
And I like that.
That's part of the fun.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Let's extend the word challenge a little bit more. 挑战, we said that's challenge. And then if I want to say, I don't mean it. If I want to say challenge you, I would say 挑战你.
挑战你.
That's right. So if you want to challenge me, you can say, hey, Xiaolan, I want to 挑战你. So you challenge me. And then if you want to say, I challenge myself.
Ah, yes.
We can say 挑战自己.
挑战自己.
自己 means myself or sometimes it's interchangeable saying 挑战自我。
挑战自我。
自我。自 is self. 我 is I. So challenge myself. 挑战自我。
挑战自我。
That's right. And then because you love challenging yourself, we say 我爱挑战自我。
Is that I love challenging myself?
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, 我爱, you remember, 我爱 is I love.
Yes.
我爱。
我爱。
挑战。
挑战。
自我。
自我。
Yeah. The way you are saying it, it's already challenging yourself. 我爱挑战自我。
Oh, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, you take your time. 我爱挑战自我。
我爱挑战
自我。
自我。
Yeah. 我爱挑战自我。
Yay! Reasonably good.
We got it.
We got it. We got it.
我爱挑战自我。Norina, I can't wait to see where you head to next. And I'm sure ITV will try to keep you as long as they can. But I would not be surprised next time when you tell me that you have a new venture and you have a new challenge to take on. The world is yours, Norina.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
Right. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. I know you are listening to it because you like to learn Chinese and you like to take on challenges. So I would encourage you to continue taking the challenge, challenge yourself. 挑战自我. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见, 再见, Norina.
再见。
再见。